This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, well, the primary suspect is in the room. It looks like this scumbag's going to get off, like, completely free, scot-free.
Yep.
I've got a theory as to why, but I want you to explain. You need to set the table here.
My understanding is, and this has apparently been a topic on multiple stations in this cluster, for the last couple of days.
A cluster is all the stations.
Yeah, so like 97.1's been talking about it. I think they talked about it on Y98.
Wow.
This station,
the
Dave Glover.
The Glover Show has talked about it a lot.
You guys did a whole trial. You came in for for the Dave Glover trial. I had people yesterday coming up to me at Kegs and Eggs.
Yes, I did too.
Asking about the sandwiches. So,
and if this is not the sandwich scandal, this is totally different.
No, but this is the place for sandwich scandals.
we find ourselves in the middle of them.
And I guess I caused this one. So the other day we had on Monday, we had the big switch. We moved over to 104.1 FM. So hello, if you're listening on FM, you should be because it sounds a lot better. So 104.1 FM, we had a big celebration day and they brought food in. From Rosalita's, so we had some good food.
It was so good, by the way.
Right,
really good.
Yeah, really great stuff. We had a nice time with that. So on Tuesday, I had gone into, we have a couple of little kitchen areas, and I had gone into one. I was making coffee, and there was another coworker of ours. Somebody had mentioned something about sandwiches, and there's a fridge in that place that I'm talking about, and I opened it up and there are like four trays of full of sandwiches. And I was like, oh my Lord, look at this. What's going on here?
Can I just clarify? I said on air, because I was brought into this mess, because I guess the primary suspect for a long time
was Andrew
and he was being harassed.
Yeah.
I said, the testimony I gave was that Tina told you. Now, Tina works at our station. She's been here forever. I think she's the longest tenured employee at KMOX. I'm not joking. Yep. She really is. She's been here forever. So she, my understanding was that Tina told Ronj, hey, they double ordered on food.
That's kind of what happened.
There are sandwiches that need to be eaten. So then like either during the show or right before, Ronj tells me, hey, Tina said there's a bunch of sandwiches that they double ordered that we can eat because, I mean, it's going to go bad.
I don't know. First of all, I don't know if she gave me permission to do it.
So I was under the impression
that
she commanded you to do it.
She did not stop me. So I pulled the trays out and I just started like, oh.
You walked back.
Yeah, I did.
Let's go get some sandwiches. Yeah. And I followed you. And if folks who listen to the show know that Ronj has this walk down the hallways where it's elbows out.
Yeah.
And it's very deliberate, like a cartoon, like when Bugs Bunny does something good and he walks with his elbows out. He walks like that.
Yeah, I was excited.
And I followed him because I thought, oh my gosh, not only are we doing a service here because Tina said to eat the sandwiches, but obviously, you know, we got to do this now.
Yeah.
So we go back. Tammy, our security guard, she looks at us going back to get sandwiches. She's like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, there's all these sandwiches back here. I said, and I quote, they're going to go bad if we don't eat them. So I took two sandwiches, and she said, and I quote, oh, what did you get? And I told her.
Nobody stopped us. Nobody said a word about it. We weren't trying
to be sneaky. We were trying to eat the sandwiches.
Well, apparently all hell broke loose because that was supposed to be, those sandwiches were supposed to be saved for a, they were embargoed, but nobody told me there was an embargo on the sandwiches.
So the sandwiches were embargoed, but here's the thing. We grab our sandwiches. We're on the air. We come back into a soundproof studio. We have no idea the grenades that we have launched into KMOX and Odyssey.
The sales department
all
was furious.
Hell broke loose.
Yep.
It was insanity.
So
livid. People were livid.
Because I got into the sandwiches. It looked like I got into the trash, you know, like
and
an animal does.
Specifically that you took a sandwich from each tray. I heard that that was the biggest offense, is that it wasn't that we took one sandwich. It was that all four trays, or however many there were, three trays, had been opened and a sandwich had been taken because we each tried a different sandwich.
That's right.
And literally, ladies and gentlemen.
People were mad.
Apparently.
And I get it.
Apparently, it was insanity.
If there's community food and it's for a particular, or if there's food that is reserved for a particular occasion,
put a note on it. That was the rule in the Mark Scores household. If you didn't want food to be eaten,
especially in an office,
there's six people in our house. We put a note on it. And here's the thing: radio people are the most offensive group of people you will ever meet when it comes to taking stuff.
That's right.
They just take food.
Food.
You would think that they're starving, which they kind of are. I mean, it's radio.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway.
So, I will tell you what happened.
Yes.
So, that's the setup, right? And then yesterday is kegs and eggs. So, everybody at KMOX is out for it. And the person who was upset, I'm not going to name names, she was very upset. And I knew she was, but I went up to her.
Well, you knew because, like, literally, we've had multiple people now.
Oh, like, so many people have come up to me and, like, what happened with the sandwiches?
Guys do?
What
They're
did you do?
They're so mad.
The whole office was pissed.
The whole office was so mad. You have no idea.
I went up to her with a huge smile on my face and I said, I want you to know. And I pointed at myself with my thumb. I go, I took the sandwiches with a huge grin. And then I go, and they were delicious.
But, you know, he's a sleazebag. Everybody knows that.
And she just laughed about it. That was it. She laughed about it.
Here's the thing.
When there was this whole crap storm that happened for 2 days.
Yes. And people had approached me about it because they're like, and because even Glover pulled me on air a day ago.
They did a whole hour on it.
Yeah. They brought me in and they were like, you need to tell everyone what happened. And I named names, buddy. I mean, at this point. Everyone's going under the bus.
We forgot to mention they went through security footage.
Oh, my gosh.
They went through the camera footage.
So I had another guy tell me, the guy that works with the lady that was mad, the guy told me, he goes, I just want to let you know, we did go through the security footage, and he goes, and we got to you, and that's why we all pointed at you, meaning me.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, because we saw you go back there, but then something happened with the station. We got distracted. We had to leave. And I said, I took a sandwich, but that video of me by myself, that was me getting coffee because I had never really done that. We have a coffee machine back there that I'd never used.
Mm-hmm.
So I got coffee. I said, if you watch that footage, you'll see me going there with my coffee cup, realizing my coffee cup's too tall. I run back to get a paper cut. I run back into the forbidden room to get my coffee. I said, but that was not when the sandwiching thing happened, because you will see me and Ronch, Bugs Bunny walking, elbows out to the back room to get the sandwiches. So when everyone thought it was just me working alone,
it's because they stopped watching
the footage before I came back, obviously sandwichless.
Can I ask you, Amy?
Yeah.
Don't you appreciate me for fessing up?
Not only do I appreciate you for fessing up, but I kind of hate it. And here's why. Here's why I don't like you. And here's why. I got a ticket yesterday, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I was speeding 45 in a 35. They claim it was 50. We're looking into it. I think it was 45. But here's the thing. I've never gotten out of a ticket. Even when I was 25 years old and cuter because I was younger, right? Mm-hmm. Not a 40-year-old woman, whatever. But when I was cute and young, never got out of a ticket ever, ever, ever in my life. Every cop that has ever pulled me over for speeding, and there haven't been many, but I have paid that ticket every time. And usually, here's my first two tickets in my life, 35 and a 25, and 45 and a 35. And so it's not like I was driving 100 miles an hour. Meanwhile, I know people who do things like drive 100 miles an hour and somehow get out of the ticket. One of those people is Chris Ranji.
Mm-hmm.
He was speeding in a construction zone.
Okay, but there weren't workers around. And it was right as it started, as the lanes were closing in. There was nobody around.
And the cop had sympathy for him.
Yeah.
And here, we know that everyone's mad about the sandwiches, and they are ready to throw me in jail.
Yeah.
But as soon as they find out that it's Chris Ranji,
yeah,
suddenly everything's okay. Here's why.
Was he a bad boy here? Was he a bad boy there?
Yes. I was a bad boy.
Here's why. Chris Ranji is, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this on
charming.
Here. He's so charming.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I hate it.
Tell everyone.
He is so charming.
Tell him, Amy.
He's a big doofus, and you know he's mean and rude and selfish, but
yeah,
somehow he is charming, and
tell
he
him
walks around charming people.
Let's go.
And here's what happened. That lady that was mad at everyone.
Yep.
When Chris Ranji,
I heard she was delivering F-bombs all over the place. She was so mad about it.
When
I told her I did it, she was...
Because Chris Ranji, with his big, dumb, charming face, for some reason wins people over.
That's right.
And here's the thing. You either have it or you don't.
I have it. I have it, baby.
And he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it, you guys. He's a horrible person.
I'm not horrible.
He drives me nuts.
Yarr.
Like a steering wheel.
Yeah.
Pirate's
like
crotch.
Like a pirate. Yarr. It's driving me nuts. All
but
right.
Anyway, he does. He's
so anyway,
charming.
I did it.
And so he did it.
I did it.
He stole the sandwiches. And it's completely diffused,
yeah,
the whole sandwich scandal, because it happens to be this charming person. You know what? There are bad people. I bet Mussolini was charming. Just because you're charming, it doesn't mean you're a good person.
A texter here says, I think you both have confessed to being food thieves and speedsters. Things happen in threes, so who knows what's going to happen next?
Murder.
We're going to kill anybody.
That's what Bugs Bunny always says. Murder.
We are not going to kill anybody. But I tell you.
But if you guys know someone.
So if you've been listening to the Glover Show, yeah, or 97.1, it's me. I did it.
They were talking about you on.
Yep.
97.1.
Everybody's been trying to get to the bottom of it. It's me.
And now that everyone knows it's him,
yep,
oh, no big deal. It's old charmy face over there.